Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and today we are talking about new jobs coming into an area. How do you analyze the quality of those jobs? Are they primary jobs, secondary jobs? And what is the impact on the real estate investment market? Let's look at a specific example of Foxconn, a very large Chinese manufacturer of microelectronics, moving into the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Foxconn manufactures everything from the iPhone to notebook PCs, electronic thermostats, all kinds of embedded applications, even the controllers that go into refrigerators. Very broadly based electronics manufacturer. Their facility in Wisconsin is going to be manufacturing LCD panels. It's the very first US-based operation for China-based Foxconn. The factory itself is going to be located in Mount Pleasant, and their US headquarters is going to be based in downtown Milwaukee. Total employment, about 650 new positions being created. Beauty of these types of positions is they are what are called primary positions in the job market. They're involved in the production and manufacturing of goods and services. Creation of those jobs will create secondary jobs in the market. These include things like the dry cleaner, the hairdresser. Those secondary positions in the market are the result of the primary positions in the market. A lot of people think people still need to go to the hairdresser, they still need to go to the dentist. So the fact that they have a job or not doesn't change things, but in fact, that's not true. The secondary employment will not exist in that location without the primary employment. The economy consists of both consumption and production. Primary jobs tend to be overwhelmingly weighted towards production. Secondary jobs tend to be weighted towards consumption. So with 650 primary jobs being created, we can expect a total number of influx of population to be approximately three times that, or about 1,950 people. When you take the primary, secondary, and all other families put together, you're looking at about roughly three times that initial number. Now, of course, the economy is changing. There's a lot of things you can buy online, but there's certain things that have to be geographically located to where you, the consumer, are physically located. You're not going to get a haircut online. You're not going to go to the dentist online. And wherever you choose to live, that's got to be local as well. Which is why, as real estate investors, we say that real estate is hyperlocal. It's ridiculous when the news media reports market averages, like the average price increase in the United States was X dollars, or the median sales price in a particular state was a certain dollar number, because there is no median place to live. You live where you live, you live where your job is, and that's the only thing that matters. So as real estate investors, we have to be looking at hyperlocal situations. What are the very specific job market situations in a very, very small radius? We're interested in those boundary conditions. In my home city of Ottawa, Canada, the Department of National Defense moved their headquarters from a downtown location to the west end of the city. They moved the headquarters about 15 kilometers west. That had the effect of doubling the commute time for people that lived in the east end of the city. And when you have 10,000 jobs moving even just 15 kilometers west within the same city, it has a massive impact on the real estate market. It created massive demand for houses in the west end of the city and a huge run-up in prices, and it created a massive inventory of houses for sale in the east end of the city and a fall in prices, relatively speaking. As a real estate investor, you want to get out in front of these shifts in employment and migration of population. When the wave of moves happen, it's already way too late. If you get out in front, you can still buy properties at a decent price and reap the benefit of that when people move in a big way and prices start to skyrocket. As you're looking for opportunities in the market, don't pay too much attention to the market averages. Get hyperlocal. Meantime, have an awesome day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.